This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda directs Agriculture Ministry to address farmers' demand. Health Minister Padamgiri says the change will come in the health sector. And top US diplomat says China balloon over US is unacceptable. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a meeting today. CPNUML Chairman Oli reached the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar to meet Prime Minister Dahal this morning. During the meeting, contemporary political issues were discussed. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has drawn the attention of the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock to the news that farmers in Chitwan district threw vegetables on the street, reasoning they did not get the price of the product. According to press expert to Prime Minister Manohari Timilsina, Prime Minister Dahal directed the ministry to immediately take initiatives to address the farmers' demands. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Jwala Kumari Saha had been drawn attention to pay attention to the farmers' complaints and problems. Similarly, Minister Saha assured that she would hold discussions with the farmers and take necessary initiatives. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal paid a courtesy call to the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dinesh Gunawardena. Foreign Minister Paudyal, who is in Sri Lanka to attend the 75th Independence Day of Sri Lanka, met Sri Lankan Prime Minister Gunawardena on Friday. According to Foreign Ministry, on the occasion, they discussed the various issues of mutual cooperation and collaboration between the two countries, saying Nepal and Sri Lanka have been friends for a very long time. The Sri Lankan Prime Minister expressed commitment to move ahead with mutual cooperation. Earlier, this Foreign Minister Paudyal met her Sri Lankan counterpart MUMN Oli Sabri. She attended the ceremony hosting the national flag and parade organized on the occasion of Independence Day of Sri Lanka this morning. Foreign Minister Paudyal is scheduled to pay a courtesy call to President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe today. Minister for Health and Population Padamgiri has said that changes will be brought in the health sector. Inaugurating the Health Journalist Forum, Nepal's 8th Annual General Meeting and 5th National Convention today, Minister Giri said that people will be made to feel the changes in basic health services. On this occasion, the Minister of State for Health and Population, Dr. Tusima Karki, said that the government is working hard to provide quality health services to the people. The opposition alliance had decided to finalize the name of the candidate for the National Assembly Vice Chairpersons by tomorrow. In the meeting held at Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party office in Singhdarbar this morning, leaders of Nepali Congress, CPN Unified Socialist and Loktantrik Samajwadi Party decided to finalize the candidate for the National Assembly Vice Chairperson by tomorrow. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak informed that a discussion and analysis regarding the candidacy has been done today, but the name will finalize on Sunday. Ramgram Municipality has started constructing a corridor with embankment at Jarahai Rivulet in order to control inundation and erosion. The municipality started activities to control the inundation and erosion of the Jarahai Rivulet after the flood on the Rivulet inundated Parasi Bazar last year, causing the losses of property worth millions of rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said China's decision to fly an apparent spy balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable and irresponsible. The top American diplomat has abruptly cancelled a trip to Beijing, which would have been the first high-level U.S.-China meeting there in years. China earlier expressed regret, saying it was a weather airship that had been blown astray into American airspace. Later on Friday, the Pentagon said a second Chinese spy balloon had been spotted, this time over Latin America. Blinken described the Chinese balloon over the U.S. as a violation of our sovereignty. America's top diplomat was said to visit Beijing from 5th to 6th February to hold talks on a wide range of issues, including security, Taiwan, and COVID-19. The U.S. says additional military aid to Ukraine worth $2.2 billion will include long-range missiles capable of doubling its attack range. It brings the total amount of military aid given to Ukraine to more than $29.3 billion since February 2022. The package includes ground-launched small-diameter bombs which can hit targets 150 kilometers away, but officials refused to be drawn on speculation that the munitions could be used to attack parts of annexed Crimea. Western nations have repeatedly ruled out providing Ukraine with offensive weapons such as fighter jets, which it could use to strike against Russia itself. In a tweet, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. and President Joe Biden for the additional aid. Forecasters say the coldest wind chill ever has been recorded in the continental U.S. as an Arctic cold snap freezes a swath of North America. Nearly 100 million people across the northeastern U.S. and Canada are shivering in the freeze blast. Authorities warned frostbite could strike in less than 10 minutes. Residents from Manitoba to Maine are being urged to limit their time outdoors until Saturday in the once-in-a-generation cold snap. Power companies were expecting historic levels of energy consumption into Saturday morning during the coldest period. Boston is under a cold emergency. Public schools have been closed in the city as well as nearby Worcester and Buffalo, New York. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in Lumbini Province along with the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs Agriculture Minister to address farmers' demand. Health Minister Padam Giri says the change will come in the health sector. And top U.S. diplomat says China balloon over U.S. is unacceptable. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.